Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord, glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are sharing a series of messages on the subject of daily Christian disciplines to be established in you. This is something you're supposed to be doing on a daily basis. This is something that is to be disciplined in your life. You're continually doing this. This is walking by faith, one we looked at, walking in love, maintaining hope. In fact, you're to be abiding and abounding in hope. We're to be in the Word of God and doing what it says, being a hearer and a doer of the Word. We're to be taking our thoughts captive and thinking on good things at all times. Our will is to be set that we're going to choose God's way. We're going to choose what is right. We're going to choose the things that please Him. We're going to choose life and not death, blessing and not cursing. We're going to cast our cares upon the Lord because He cares for us. We're not going to be anxious about anything. We're not carrying any cares, worries, anxieties, but we're going to pray. People say, what do I do if I don't worry about it? You pray the Word of God. Speak the Word of God. Release what God says. If that care, worry, anxiety comes back to you, though, you'll undo your faith. That's why you've got to keep the care, worry, and anxiety cast on the Lord, and you keep praying. You say, well, if the situation keeps coming back to my mind, keep praying the Word of God. The Bible says men ought always to pray and not to faint. Keep thanking God for bringing it to pass. Don't let the care, worry, or anxiety get a hold of you. The next area that we talked about in the last broadcast is learning to speak God's Word and bridle your tongue. Very important. If a person doesn't bridle their tongue, their religion is in vain. Remember, that tongue is bridling the whole body. It's directing you in your life. And it's very important that you learn to speak what God says. Remember that Psalms 45, verse 1 and 2. My tongue is the pen or the marking stick of a skillful scribe, a ready writer. And if you pour grace into your lips, God will bless you forever. Because your tongue is releasing your faith. Your tongue is activating the angels of God. Your tongue is returning what you say unto the Lord if you're speaking the Word of God. And our high priest, who takes what we speak forth as we hold fast our confession of the Word, he confesses it before the Father and before the angels. And if you get an audience with God, you're going to see the promise of God come to pass in your life. Remember, if anybody seems to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, he is deceiving his own heart. And the Bible says that his religion is vain or profitless. We don't want our Christian walk to be profitless or vain. We want us to be fruitful, praise God. This is why you've got to learn to watch what you speak. Now, the next area for daily Christian discipline is the area of prayer. God wants you to learn to pray. The Bible says men ought always to pray and not to faint. We're supposed to pray without ceasing. In fact, we are God's house of prayer. We're not the, you know, he talked about how those made it a den of thieves, but he said this house is to be a house of prayer. Well, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we are to be a house of prayer. We have to learn to be like Epaphras, who was one of those who was always praying, striving fervently in prayers for people to be perfect and complete in all the will of God. God wants you to be a person of prayer, learning to pray for people's needs, learning to pray the Word of God over your family, learning to pray the Word of God about the situation that you're dealing with, learning to pray effectively, accurately according to the Word of God. And we have talked in the past about accurate New Testament prayer. When you pray, you're going to pray to the Father in the name of Jesus, and you're going to speak the Word of God, making legal demand of what belongs to you according to the Word, and you're going to be praying a prayer of faith, believing you receive with thanksgiving, and God will hearken unto that and bring that to pass. Now you need to be praying continually and holding fast what you're speaking forth in prayer. And this is very important. Now, one thing we want to talk about is there's two different ways that you can pray. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 15, it says, what is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. Paul understood there were two ways that you can pray. You can pray with your spirit, or you can pray with your understanding. Both of them are important. Praying with your understanding means you understand what you're saying, and you are praying in your known language. And this is important, to pray in your known language according to the Word of God. Don't just pray whatever you want. You're going to pray according to the Word. You're going to return the Word. It's not going to return void. It's going to prosper, and God's going to bring it to pass because He honors the Word of His covenant. Don't pray the problem. Pray the answer according to the Word of God with your understanding. And this is very important. And learn to pray accurately according to the New Testament principles of the Word of God. Don't get in doubt and unbelief. Don't pray any if it be thy will type things. You pray according to the Word. I'm talking about regarding the revealed will of God. The only time you'd ever pray any if it be thy will is if it's something where you don't know the will of God is, and you're committing to do whatever God wants you to do, since if He hasn't revealed it to you, or it's not directed in the Word of God. That is simply a prayer of committal that Jesus made. But according to the Word, these are the promises that you're supposed to pray and speak forth the Word. See, you return the Word and you pray a prayer of faith, and that brings those promises to pass in your life. So you need to pray accurately and effectively with your understanding about everything. Remember, it says don't be anxious for anything, but pray. Pray about every situation and everything. With your prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, and what's God going to do? He's going to bring those promises to pass. In fact, the Bible says that the peace that passes all understanding will guard your heart and your mind. When you learn to pray accurately and effectively, God's peace will be there, because you'll know that God's taking care of the situation. You'll know that His promises are coming to pass. You'll know the angels are out there working to bring the promise into being. And the peace of God will guard your heart and mind. This means that if you don't have peace when you are dealing with a situation, have you really prayed about it? Have you really prayed in faith? Have you really cast the care on the Lord? Are you really trusting in Him? Because you should have a peace. The peace that passes all understanding will guard your heart and your mind. It'll be in your mind and in your peace. And the peace will also be in your heart. Praise God. Another way of prayer, which we just mentioned, was praying with your spirit. What does it mean to pray with your spirit? It is different from praying with your understanding. You pray with your understanding, you understand what you're saying. Praying with your spirit is praying in tongues. How do we know that? Because the Bible says so in verse 14. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 14 says this: "For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful." Otherwise, you do not understand what you're praying when you're praying with your spirit in tongues. Notice he says, if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth. You must understand that when we are born again, we receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, when He comes and dwells in our spirit, then we have the ability to pray in tongues at will. This is praying with your spirit. And this prayer language is going to be releasing what the Holy Spirit would say through you. And this is very important. When you pray in tongues, the Bible says a man speaks in tongues, he speaks not unto men but unto God. Howbeit in the Spirit, he's speaking mysteries or divine secrets. You are speaking in the Spirit things which God knows but you don't know. And the reason why this is so important, because God knows everything. You know, just think about this for a moment. If you had a means whereby you could pray that would release what God the Holy Spirit would say and pray through you at any point in time in your life about any situation according to His knowledge, which is all knowledge, according to His will, which would be in line with His Word, according to the things that He sees that are going on in the Spirit where He sees all, that would be tremendously powerful. That's exactly what praying in tongues is. This is why the devil's fought it so much. That's why there's such division in the body of Christ over this and lack of understanding. The devil tries to stop people from understanding this and makes them think that this isn't for today, or that this isn't for you, or confusing the gift of tongues with the prayer language of tongues. There is a difference. The gift of tongues is by the Spirit of God as He wills. The prayer language of tongues is for every single believer who has the Holy Spirit in them. Just like Paul said, I will pray with the Spirit. You do it at will. You can pray with your spirit in tongues at will, praise God. And when you do that, you are releasing what the Holy Spirit would say through you. It is tremendously powerful. In fact, in Romans chapter 8, verse 26, it says, likewise, the Spirit helpeth our infirmities, that means weaknesses, and it's referring to our weaknesses of mind. For we know not what we pray for as we ought, but the Spirit maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Otherwise, this is talking about unintelligible speech, and this is referring to praying in the Spirit in tongues, praise God. We're to pray in tongues. That's going to build up your most holy faith. When you pray according to the ways of the Holy Spirit, you're going to pray a perfect prayer. Praying in tongues is praying with your spirit by means of the Holy Spirit. You're going to pray a perfect prayer directed by God. It's going to be in line with the will of God. It's going to pray for things that you don't even know what to pray for. And the Holy Spirit will make intercession for you according to the will of God. Praise God. So this is very important that you learn to be a person of prayer, to pray with the Spirit in tongues, and to pray with your understanding. If you've never received your prayer language of praying with the Spirit in tongues, and you'd like some help, you ought to give me a call. I can help you on it. I have a book called Praying in Tongues. If you'd like to get it, it covers this whole subject and teaches you about what it is and how that you can pray in tongues, and helps you to learn how to get started in praying in tongues. We help people do this all the time. And then you will be able to pray effectively with your spirit. And also, of course, we pray with our understanding according to the Word. We need both. Don't just think that, well, I pray with my understanding, that's okay. No, Paul said, I will pray with the Spirit and I will pray with the understanding also. We need to pray with both. And as we do that on a daily basis, that is very important. You know, I know lots of Christians that say they pray in tongues, but they never do it. I mean, they can, but they do not pray on a regular basis. Use your prayer language and pray daily and pray with your understanding and speak the Word of God. Pray always and watch God move mightily in your life. Well, we're going to see you on the next broadcast. Incorporate these daily Christian disciplines into your life. We'll see you. God bless you. As you have received the Word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.